AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Flood watches run from the southeast to the northeast today. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvec.
Potential for heavy rain stretches all the way up the East Coast over the next 24 to 48 hours. The only saving grace for parts of the northeastern United States, it's been relatively dry there recently. So the stream flows or the streams are not very above average or actually below average. So the streams can at least take some of the heavy rain before they go into flood stage.
Shelley Adler now with an update on the legal wrangling over the FBI search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago.
A federal judge has granted a request by former President Donald Trump's legal team to appoint a special master to review documents seized by the FBI during a search of his Florida home last month. The decision by U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon comes despite the objections of the Justice Department. They said an outside legal expert was not needed, in part because officials had already completed their reviews of potentially privileged documents.
And Charles Della Desma reports Britain's Conservative Party has chosen Foreign Secretary Liz Truss as the party's new leader, putting her in line to be the UK's next prime minister.
I will deliver a bold plan to cut taxes and grow our economy. I will deliver on the energy crisis, dealing with people's energy bills, but also dealing with the long-term issues we have on energy supply.
Truss beat rival Rishi Sunak, the government's former Treasury chief, by promising to increase defence spending and cut taxes, while refusing to say exactly how she would address the cost of living crisis. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a measure giving fast food workers more power and protections. It creates a fast food council with worker and employer representatives that can set minimum wage, hour, and working conditions. This is AP News. The Weeknd is apologizing to fans for walking out of a concert Saturday after just three songs. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the story.
The Weeknd was performing Can't Feel My Face in Inglewood, California, when he abruptly stopped his show and walked off. He returned and told the audience he had lost his voice and the show was over. He apologized and offered to refund their money and come back and do another concert. The Weeknd later wrote on social media he felt his voice go out on the first song and his heart dropped. His next scheduled show is September 22nd in Toronto. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And Emmy Awards were handed out this weekend. Among the winners, the late Chadwick Boseman for voice work on the animated show What If. In the Disney Marvel Plus show, Boseman's T'Challa, the Black Panther, ends up in an alternate universe as Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.